From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook.
And I'm Michelle Norris. U.S. forces deployed across Baghdad are often serving as a buffer between Shiite and Sunni communities. 4 months ago, Captain Eric Peterson, who's with the 2nd Battalion, 12th Cavalry, set up an outpost in the district of North Ghazalia. It's a fault line between Shiite and Sunni extremists. Violence in the area has dropped substantially, and now Captain Peterson is trying to bring the two communities together again in one small neighborhood. NPR's Anne Garrels has this report.
Sunnis and Shiites once lived together in Ghazalia. It was a pleasant, leafy area populated by professionals. It's a slum now. In the past couple of years, Sunni extremists have terrorized Shiites. Shiite militias, in turn, have threatened and killed Sunnis. Now blocks, even streets, are defined by sect as people have moved, sometimes just a few yards to be with their own. And many houses are abandoned as families fled the area altogether. 29-year-old Captain Eric Peterson is trying an experiment. He's called a meeting of local Sunni and Shiite leaders. Up to the last minute, it's not clear if they will turn up or, when they do, if they'll sit in the same room. One of Peterson's lieutenants checks on the Shiite leaders. The signals are less than auspicious. From their perspective, the Sunnis are the problem. Most deny the Shiite militias have done anything but protect people. On the Sunni side, Captain Peterson has enlisted the help of Sheikh Hamid.
He was a part of a crowd that pretty much said, hey, about 12 months ago, we were actively trying to kill Americans. I mean, he does not hide that fact.
Hamid now looks to the Americans for help.
Before the Americans came here, we did not have anyone to take care of us, to support us. The Shiites have their militias and the backing of the Iraqi army. Now that the Americans are here, I feel better.
He says talks with the Shiites are all very well and good. But first, he says, Peterson has to do something about the Iraqi army.
You've got to clean them up before we take another step.
He claims one Iraqi major is selling weapons to the Shiite militias. He says other officers in the area extort money from Sunnis.
I have witnesses.
Hamid brings in a young man who claims the Iraqi army stopped him on the street, dragged him into a Humvee and beat him. His eye is cut and badly bruised. For all their mutual suspicions, the Sunni and Shiite community leaders turn up at the appointed hour at Peterson's combat outpost. Like anywhere that has power in Baghdad, the low rumble of a generator is a constant backdrop. At first, each talks about how he was abused by the other side. Captain Peterson interrupts. Speaking through an interpreter, he says the point is to move forward.
The purpose for today is to basically make your community better, and we're looking for ways to do that.
Despite the inauspicious beginning and a certain amount of posturing, these men got down to business quickly, surprisingly quickly. They agreed they should choose one small area, maybe just a couple of streets, to show that with Peterson's protection, people can return to their homes, and that Shiites and Sunnis can live together again. Abu Asama is a Sunni.
Let us start with a square block and make it a model for the rest of the blocks. We, the 3 to 4 good men, cannot clean up a neighborhood. It is impossible, but we can start with a square block.
This means that refugees from other areas who moved into abandoned houses here will have to move again to make room for those returning. It means new checkpoints. It's a lot to ask. Abu Nasser, a respected Shiite, supports the proposal.
We are not the only people who have suffered. All of Iraq has suffered. But we hope to be a model for others.
Peterson brings in a map, and the leaders eventually agree on an area emptied of both Sunnis and Shiites. Peterson urges them on, telling them how honored he is they have met. An Iraqi army major sitting in on the meeting shakes his head.
I think they will can't make a deal. They can't.
Major Chasib says these are good men, but he says they don't represent the street or the terrorists who still threaten the neighborhood. He says extremists from both sides will pick them off.
It is too soon. Maybe before 1-2 years, maybe we can. Now, we can't.
But even though these men know the risks, the local leaders keep on with their talks. They agree to weekly meetings. It's a first step. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.